Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, as you would have to know by now, there is a federal election coming up on May 21, and regular listeners will know we are trying to get round to all 11 candidates who are standing for our local federal seat of Nichols. This morning, I'm joined by the Labor candidate, Bill Lodwick. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for your time this morning. So this is the second time you've stood at a federal level for Labor for Nichols. What made you put your hand up again?
Labor needs to be represented in all electorates, and last time when I ran, I think I gathered together nearly 30,000 votes, and those people need to have their policies and their important factors represented in the Shepparton area.
So is part of your motivation in relation to some sectors of our community who aren't really being able to take part in this so-called booming economy?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just because rich people are getting richer doesn't mean the poor people are getting richer. And that's one of the basic tenets of the Labor Party, is to take care of the infrastructure that takes care of people who are falling through the cracks, who aren't able to take advantage of booming economies in mining or agriculture or those sorts of things. We've got lots of problems with the health servicing in this area, and Labor has just made an announcement to have a bulk build urgent medical care centre established in Shepparton. There are going to be 50 of them across Australia, and I managed to convince the Labor Party to put one into Shep should the Labor Party win. And whether I win or not doesn't matter. If Labor wins, and it's either going to be the Labor or the Coalition, independents, of course, will never form a government. Well, not soon anyway. So if Labor wins, there'll be an urgent care clinic in Shepparton. So I'm working on that in the background at the moment to see what exactly that will comprise. At the moment, they're looking at managing things like broken bones, cuts and wounds and insect bites and minor things. But there will be, a location needed. There will be staffing required. So I'm working on that in the background.
So this is, I guess, a bit of a recognition that our usual health services aren't cutting it.
Oh, absolutely. The story that I've been hearing as I've been travelling around the area are that it's quite inadequate at the moment. People are having to turn up at emergency departments, not only because they can't get in to see their GP, but also because it's cheaper than going to a GP. Some people are paying a gap of up to $70 just to go see a GP, and the Labor Party, of course, is more interested in people being bulk billed for their medical care as much as possible.
To be fair, Bill, I mean, the other parties have been trying to address some of these shortages in our health system. Obviously, one of the challenges is actually being able to staff such facilities. I think I was hearing the other day there was something like 170 jobs that were vacant at GV Health. I mean, this is an easy fix, no matter which party's in power.
No, it's not an easy fix. But the Coalition has been running down the medical system for 10 years, and it's going to take a while to get it back to where it should be. The cuts that they've been putting in have been, significant. And it just will take time to fix it. But this at least will address, in a relatively short period of time, some of the needs. And as you just brought up, how are you going to staff it? Well, that needs to be addressed as well.
Obviously, yep. Now, we're talking about the federal election. We have obviously a a Labor government in power at the state level, and people don't always make those distinctions. How much of an impact do you think the Labor government's handling, or some would say mishandling, it depends on your point of view there, the state government's handling of the pandemic, how much of an impact do you think that's going to make on perhaps your vote here in Nicholls?
There are people who aren't very happy with all the lockdowns and the way that was managed, but people are still dying. The pandemic is not over. There are still a lot of people in the hospitals. There are still a lot of people who are very, very unwell. And there are a lot of people who haven't recovered yet. So the lockdowns, although they made, you know, a very vocal group get even more vocal, I'm not sure that across the board they were taken all that badly.
Okay, I guess that depends on your on your point of view about, you know, the sorts of people that you talk to.
Well, it also comes down to the numbers.
Yeah.
And you know, just because someone, you know, makes a lot of noise doesn't mean there are a lot of people. And I think that mostly people were quite happy with the idea that they were being protected as well as they could, because we had to wait extra time to get the vaccinations because the federal government was really slow at the point.
Yeah, look, I guess we're not going to debate the pandemic because it's not really it's somewhat of a federal issue, but we're not going to solve that today. I guess what I was interested in more is, you know, if it will, rightly or wrongly, whether you think it would impact on the Labor vote in this election.
Oh, I'm not sure. I think most people can tell the difference between what the state does and what the federal government does. I mean, most people are well aware that the federal government has dropped the ball on aged care. And, you know, a lot of people are suffering from that. They've got aged care homes closing down because they're not being properly funded.
Just to move on, I just want to make sure we cover some of the other issues, because there are a couple, aren't there, and we're obviously not going to solve all that today. But one of the sticking points with Labor locally has been in relation to water allocations and fears about taking more water from our region. I did see you at the local candidates forum a week or so ago, and yeah, I think that issue puts Labor in a bit of a difficult situation locally.
I don't think it puts Labor in any different position to the other parties. I mean, there was a John Howard's Water Act that's got this thing started. It was bipartisan. When the Murray-Darling Basin Authority put their plan on the table, it was agreed to by 195 out of
Yeah, but just bringing the debate forward to the current day, though, we're talking about this extra. I mean, I don't understand understand all the ins and outs of the Murray-Darling Basin plan, but there's always talk about this 450 extra gigalitres that are kind of sitting out there on a branch at the moment, and whether or not that gets removed from our community or not. I mean, Labor hasn't committed to that.
Well, Anthony Albanese made a statement in early April saying that he was agreeing with the coalition in saying that 450 gigalitres would look to be, you know, taken out of the system as planned. Exactly how they're going to do it and exactly which areas it's coming from is not set in concrete at the moment. But generally, if it's going to hurt people, the idea is to minimise that as much as possible.
Okay. So, before I let you go, Bill, I just want to touch on climate change, because that's probably, well, it's certainly one of the biggest issues that has come up during the campaign, and it's a massive issue for our young people, from what I can gather. I mean, you would obviously claim that the Labor credentials on this are better than the coalition's.
Labor Party's committed to, I think, a 43% reduction in emissions by 2030. Which is, you know, better than what the coalition has promised. There are some news items coming out at the moment which might worry some people, especially the one on places becoming effectively uninsurable as things change. I've just been reading through that this morning, and it's a little light on. You don't exactly understand how things are going to become uninsurable, so there'll have to be a little more debate on that, I think, as it washes through the news cycle. But But yeah, I think that the big issues here are bushfires and flooding, two types of disasters we already know about that Nicholls is vulnerable to. So you know, we're supporting mitigating these big issues, and sometimes it requires new infrastructure, sometimes it just requires investment in the people and the equipment that's used to mitigate these things. In the last federal budget, I think Victoria got dudded badly in the infrastructure stage. They got, I think, with 25% of the people in Australia, they got 6% of the infrastructure funding.
Mm, well, we'll see what the state budget delivers today, obviously, on that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. We can't cover everything, obviously, but people can presumably go online and find out a bit more about you if they need to know.
Yep, we're getting going with all our social media. So
I see you've done one post.
was that on that?
I think on Facebook. I think yeah. I think you. Yeah,
I know.
You've been a little bit quiet on your socials.
Yeah. You know, we'll have to redo that.
Not your favourite thing?
No, I actually gave up Facebook in 2012 when people started sending me videos of children dying. I was offended.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Yeah, so no, I don't like social media much at all.
Fair enough, Bill. You wouldn't be alone there, I'm sure. All right, well, thanks very much for your time this morning, and all the best for the rest of your campaign. That's the Labor candidate for Nicholls, Bill Lodwick. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Have a good one. Right.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tedding, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Winter is the time of year that mice and rats decide that living inside your house is better than the cold outside. These germ-carrying rodents can even chew electrical wires, causing major damage. So don't let rodents take over your home. We offer tamper-proof bait stations which are safe for pets, but mice can't resist them. A home rodent inspection and a set of bait stations is on special now, saving you over $100. Jason's Pest Control look forward to making your home rodent-free. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.